You might think I'm exaggerating a little bit to give so much credit to a single pop song, Les Paul and Mary Ford's How High the Moon, recorded in 1951. But I'm not exaggerating by much. Les Paul was the premier experimenter with multi-track recording and the laying of voices over or on top of each other. And you hear that with Mary Ford. And we also hear it with Les Paul's guitar, which is duplicated on another track. So that what we have here is an early example indicating the way recording will develop in the future. That is, to be multi-tracked and based on magnetic tape, where you could lay down as many as 16 or 32 tracks, and you could essentially build up a recording over time rather than have all the musicians in the same space. Now, some of the excesses of multi-track recording are well known. We've all heard examples of music that just doesn't hang together or cohere as a single piece. And yet, recording today is constantly using multi-track devices to highlight certain instruments, to redo certain tracks, to add tracks such as a drum track after the fact. And sometimes the effects are really great, sometimes not so great. I'm not sure adding strings to early music of Simon and Garfunkel ever made their music any better. To me, it just made it sound more overproduced.